I think he's a real all-purpose kind of safety. He's shown the ability to cover down in the slot. He's good in support, physical player, also can play well in the back end. I think, like Coach Saban said at the start of the broadcast, we think he's got, you know, very, very good ball skills, and those are all three of those things are things we look for in safety.
Ed, is this needs best player available on your board?
Say again?
Is this need for the team that needs the best player available on your board? Is it all of the above?
It fit very well for us, yes. We felt good. Now, to start of the draft, I mean, there are a lot of good players that come off, but when it came time for our pick, we felt like it was he was the best player on the board, the most solid, most skilled, and at the same time, we were looking to maybe add a safety if we could. We try not to anticipate too much of anything because you wind up with a broken heart. But we thought there was a chance, yeah.
What do you think of his time speed was 4.62, and how does that compare with his playing speed?
It's not our time.
It's not your time?
No. He plays the game well.
Any concern about the... I guess it's a recent history of Alabama guys. You know, the defensive guys haven't played all that well in the NFL, whether it's because Saban's such a good coach or whatever. Any concern there that he might not have a ton of upside or something like that?
No, we think he's got a very good upside. He's had great coaching. I was thinking as I was walking down here, I'm turning into Ozzie Newsome. I'm drafting all Alabama guys from now on, but we had good success with the Crimson Tide kid we took last year, and we feel like this is a really good football player. We felt fortunate that he was there available.
Ed, how much can he help this defense?
Well, player's a player. He's going to be a rookie. He's going to have to learn the ropes. He's going to have to do all the things that rookies do, take coaching and get ready to play, and I'm sure he's prepared to do all that. Like I say, he comes from a program where they know how to practice and they know how to prepare and they know how to get ready to play games.
Ted, did it alarm you? You did get a single interception from the safety last year, and this guy's ball skills didn't give you a jump in that department?
No, not overly so. It didn't alarm me.
Ted, was there any discussion about Clinton Dix fitting well with Morgan Burnett and his skill set, or was it truly just best player at that position at that time?
Well, we talk about the whole thing. Most of all, you know, what is the contribution of the entire team? And like I say, that's still to be said, and we'll talk about that tomorrow and the next day with all the rookies that we're hoping to be able to draft. They're all, you know, they're being drafted for a reason. We think they're good football players and they can add something to our team, but they're going to have to earn their stripes.
Ted, once Clinton Dix was there for you in 21, did you stop taking calls on trades because the Browns went up right after that to 22 to take Manziel? Did you talk to the Browns, or was this your guy that you wanted?
We talked to a number of teams.